Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
It's working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Mike gives us the thumbs up. Here we go. Al, it's nice to be back. How are you?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. It's good to have you back. You know, talking to Eddie is the pit.
You love Eddie.
No, Eddie always helps me with my dog problems.
Of course, of course.
I love to talk UFOs with Eddie and all sorts of things. This, though, Jerry, we're in. Today is called Cyber Monday.
Yes.
This is where I guess you get good deals online. Mm. Although, wasn't that what Black Friday was?
You always get good deals now. It doesn't. I said this to my wife last night. It doesn't matter anymore.
And then, like, the week before Black Friday was early Black Friday.
Yes. We've had Black Friday sales, no joke, since Halloween.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not ready to make my purchases yet.
It is December. I would say Thanksgiving was normally a little late this year.
Yeah.
It is December.
I know.
It is time to get moving.
I know. I hate it. I really don't like Christmas. I don't like having to buy gifts. There's so much pressure, and everyone feels pressured. The people you buy gifts for,
right?
That's pressure. The people that are buying you the gifts, they're feeling pressure. No more gifts.
Yeah, I thought no more handshakes either after the pandemic, yet we're still doing that again.
I agree. I thought that was a goner for sure.
Gift giving is not going away. Matter of fact, on the, what's it called in the elevator? The Captivate?
Captivate, yeah.
They said this year sales, they're expected to be up 4%, will top $1 trillion this year.
$1 trillion?
$1 trillion. So you can try and stop Christmas. You're not stopping Christmas.
I know. I try to like get my family to do the grab bag thing.
We did that one year. It was actually a lot of fun.
Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, let's do the grab bag thing. And then my one sister be like, well, I'm still getting something for mom and dad. I'm like, well, that's not a grab bag then.
See,
I want to get one gift.
We did the same thing. We did the grab bag for all the adults, but everybody still bought for the kids.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And to what age kids?
We went up to 15.
I got a niece and nephew, twins. I think they're 27 years old.
You know, that's over. They're adults.
Is that it? We're done with that?
They're adults. Doesn't mean you can't get them something. But if you're doing the grab bag, you should not have to get them anything. Although your
well,
money,
not doing a
your
grab
money
bag.
Bag's Uncle Al, so they're expecting cash.
This is what I'm thinking. Right. Are they expecting cash? Although at this point, both of them have nice careers. They're probably making more than me.
I don't know about that, but I mean, I still think it's nice if you get them something, but I don't think you have to anymore. Not at 27.
My niece is a nurse. They got to be rolling in cash, don't
maybe,
they?
Maybe.
I was thinking about this. Have you ever dated a nurse, like
having sex with her in a hospital room?
No. Oh. More like when they come home, are you like, ew, go wash up? You've been running around germs.
I don't
all day.
Know about on a normal day, but I remember during the pandemic, if you remember, that was a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, on like a normal day.
I don't know.
Like it's 2025 now. You're married to a nurse, the nurse comes home. Do you want the nurse immediately, like, put those that clothing in the wash?
So here's get the in there and so here would be the yourself. Question. Gina's a nurse. She comes home one day and she's just into you, and she like attacks you right through the door.
No.
You're saying no.
Yeah, I would say
go
yeah,
wash, go take a
yeah,
shower.
Yeah, be more. Yeah, I would be worried about like
sexy time might be over then.
I'd be worried that a nurse is coming in with all sorts of things,
germs
attached to her.
So you'd pass on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. I should ask my niece that because she would give me a real answer.
Okay. I would think the same way athletes shower before they go home. I would think you wash up before you leave.
But you're not showering at the hospital.
No, but I think you're washing up. I mean, what do you think? They have? You go, she's got germs in the crease of her boobs?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? They have clothes on.
I know, but there's, you know.
What?
Disgusting human body fluid just
yeah, I don't know.
Winds up places.
I think as long as your hands are clean and you wash your face, I mean,
yeah.
Again, unless you're rubbing yourself, like, what? How would that even get in there?
Just in the air.
I don't know.
It's in the air.
I think you overthink that.
This is also the time of year, and this is rough because I did one this weekend. I went to a holiday market.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the holiday markets?
No.
Like they have one at Bell Works near
okay.
where you live.
Yeah.
You go there, and it's just like everyone's selling their...
Yeah.
It's like small businesses selling their holiday gifts or
but they set up, like,
yeah,
differently?
They set up at a table.
Okay.
And it's literally the same products everywhere you go.
Oh, really?
Someone's got a hot sauce company.
Candles?
Someone's got a local candle company.
Soaps?
Someone's got a local soaps. Spices.
Yeah.
And then always Anderson Windows sitting over there. That Anderson Window, man. That
guy doesn't make sense.
They squeeze their way into any type of place where there's booths.
That's funny.
They got an Anderson
Window. Hey, if they're paying.
Woodworking. Someone's doing woodworking. But the real awkward thing, so I went to one in Long Branch over the weekend at a place called Whitechapel Projects.
Okay.
The really embarrassing thing and the tough thing is that the person behind the table is the person who makes the product.
Sure.
So there's a very small businesses.
Yep.
And then you have to, as you walk by, the thing that this person has poured their entire life into.
Yeah,
you,
I'm not interested.
Yes.
It's kind of ugly.
Oh, it feels so weird.
Yeah, I know.
And they're like, hi, happy holidays. I make my own spices. Oh, nice.
Yeah, these smell terrible.
And then, yeah, it's just, it's man.
Yeah. Not
it's
easy.
It's tough.
I did that with jackets back in the day, but I didn't make the jackets. I used to buy them, the overflow jackets.
From men's?
Well, it was members only, but members it wasn't only. That. It was a different company at that point.
Oh, okay.
That my dad was working for.
So your dad was working for a clothing company. You had all these extra clothings
yeah.
that you
so
could sell at like flea markets and markets.
It was Perry Ellis and Fubo. Fubu?
Fubo. Fubu.
Fubo.
Fubo is the...
Right.
Is so the streaming is service.
And I was able to go in and buy their overstock or their last year's inventory that didn't sell before they would sell it to Marshalls and places like that, which would buy either damages or overstock.
Yeah.
And I remember I went there with, this was, you know where the Collingswood flea market is? Right
yes.
over 34? So I got a corner there. And I remember I bought from my father, I bought 50 leather jackets.
So you had to buy the products you were going to sell first.
Oh, yeah. But it was the price was great. I could buy them for like, I think I bought them for $25 a jacket. They were retail, $250. And I brought them to the flea market selling them for $85. And I sold them all. I had no problem selling them to where I thought I was going to make this a business. It was fun. But every single person, where'd you steal these from? I didn't steal them. They were overstock. Listen, we don't really care where you stole them from, but just we don't want, where'd you get them from? Like, I promise you, it was overstock. And so I was one of those people that holiday season, I was selling stuff. I just didn't make the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's easier.
Much easier, because I wasn't insulted if they didn't like the coat or the clothes or the shirts. It was fine.
Yeah, it seems just very...
It's sad.
Man, and some people, like, I ended up buying spices from this guy.
Out of pity?
Well, Gina stood there and was talking of spices with this guy for a long time, and then she was into these spices, you know. He's like, yeah, I grind my own spices. And then he goes, I'm opening a store in North Jersey.
He
named the town. I forget what it was. That's a whole nother level. Now you got a...
How
are you selling spices?
How are you making enough spice?
I don't know.
To sell enough to pay the... Forget making money. Just to pay the rent and your insurance.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list. Like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. 'Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I will say that the fresh spices I got in a, it was in a, like a container like this big, couple inches, $15.
Yeah, well.
Fresh spices, though.
Guy's got to make a living.
Yeah, he's got to make a living.
And same spice at the Stop and Shop is $2.99.
Right. Hopefully this guy's using good ingredients. And then there's sometimes competing, like here's a woodworker on this side.
Right.
And then on the other side, very similar woodworking products, like here's a cutting board.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
now, is that set up for the season or was that just a weekend thing?
Weekends for the rest of the season.
Okay.
And then, like, I know Asbury Park has it, Long Branch has it, Bell Works has it. But they all, like, it is like the same.
Yeah.
Someone has local honey.
Of course. It's like going to Dearborn Farms. You get the same stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? It's nice to have a different experience, I suppose, and go to different places. But it really is, it makes you think, too, and you and I have talked about this, whether it's Christmas shopping, whether it's you're on vacation, whether you're just home. If you don't spend money, what do you do? How many walks can you go on?
Yeah, it's all you got to spend money.
I mean, you can play tennis. All right, tennis is free if you can find a tennis court these days because they're all being turned into pickleball courts everywhere. You could play pickleball, I suppose. But if you don't, so we have dinner, cost money. Go out to a movie, money. Like, what else do you do? You're just going to walk around Red Bank? Okay, and do what? Just look at the stores? You want to go browse and buy something? Like,
yeah, otherwise you that gets old really quick.
It does. It sure does. I'm going to say you can't walk up and down 18 times. You look like a fool.
I know. I was thinking about that. Like, okay, when I retire, what do I like to? I like to go to a coffee shop, but am I going to spend when I can make coffee for pennies at home? Am I going to, on a budget, balling on a budget, Jerry, am I going to go into a coffee shop and get a coffee for $4?
I have no idea. I don't know. I went to Starbucks in the Park MGM where we stayed last week in Vegas. I don't know what Starbucks calls them. I just asked for small, medium, large. So I got a medium black coffee, $6.95. I said, how much? I bought it just because I had already asked for it, and I, okay. And the place was packed every day.
I thought that's a $3 item.
$6.95 at the hotel.
For a black coffee.
Yes. And they had the caramel macchiato. Like, those drinks were $11.
Oh, my
for
goodness.
For one drink.
Yeah. I've also been watching a lot. They're coming up on my YouTube feed. People talking about restaurants. Like, okay. In particular.
I want to ask you about Instagram when we're done with this.
All right. In particular, well, first, fast food. Like, just what the quality of the food.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly there's only what multiple people are saying is if you go to a restaurant, in town and you order mozzarella sticks.
Right.
Every restaurant in town that you go to and
has
order
the same ones.
It's the same mozzarella sticks. Because there's one company called Sysco that supplies all the restaurants. And little by little, Sysco bought up all these other companies. So there's certain things, like they say, like appetizers are almost always all from the same place, stick it in the oven.
Yeah, frozen.
Right.
Yeah.
That's bull crap. And I really think a lot of times, like, a restaurant goes in with really good intentions.
Yeah, but you fall into the trap.
Then you get, right, then it's like, okay. So there was, yesterday I was looking for a place for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Just a takeout. And as I was looking around, there was a new pizza place in Spring Lake. And it was, I went on their website, and the guy was like from Italy, and he's using this flour. It's like all top of the line ingredients.
Right.
And I called there, and a very Italian man answered. He was talking like this, Jerry. So I knew it was authentic.
Right. Are you mocking us, Al?
And I went in there. I go, oh, how long? You know, it was not crowded. You know, it was a Sunday. It was raining. Right. It's not in the summer season down the shore. I go, oh, I read your story online. He was so happy I read the story. And I go, oh, ingredients, very impressive. Like, he's importing mm-hmm. ingredients from Italy. But if he's not packed every day, at some point he's going to say, huh.
Can't do all those fresh ingredients.
Can't do the
I know
Italy flour. Can't do the Italy sauce.
Yeah. Stuff goes bad.
Right. And then I think slowly these restaurants cut back and they go, extra virgin olive oil is very expensive. What if I mixed it with canola oil?
Yeah. Well, and I would ask you, so there's a place by where I live that is, it was a restaurant for years and years and years. And they either, they were there a long time. And from the way my brother tells me, I think the owners were older and they were just retiring. They didn't sell it. They just left, basically. Like, it was it, done, they closed. So it's available. I'm not saying I'm interested. I'm not interested in the restaurant business at all. But it does make you think, like, if you went in there to open up a restaurant, how do you know how much food to buy if it's not frozen?
Great question.
And then no one shows up. And then that money you've spent expecting to get it back, not only to get it back, but also to make a profit, to be able to pay the staff and yourself something for your time. And yet no one comes in, or half the people you hope come in. You lose your shirt.
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. Because I was thinking, even this little pizza place I went to, I ordered a pizza and meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
What if I called up and I ordered 40 meatballs?
Right.
Do they have 40 meatballs? On hand?
Can they make them? They have enough chopped meat. Right.
Right. The meatballs I got, how long have they been there?
Right. Are they stale?
I don't know.
Yep. I know.
Yeah. I don't know how. I wouldn't even, like, we talk about, like, oh, I would like to have a coffee shop. I don't know. How many cups do I buy? You know what I mean?
Well, at least, but yeah.
They're not going to go bad.
Correct. That's the difference.
Right. But you got to store them somewhere.
But I hear, how many muffins do you buy if you're going to sell those? Or are you just going to throw them out at the end of the day? Like, you start a coffee shop, which I still think is a great idea, because I think the profit margins are good and coffee is going to be popular forever. But unless you're just going to be coffee, you want to have muffins and donuts, like something. Well, how many do you think you would buy on day one? 8 dozen? 2 dozen? 5 dozen? What if you buy 8 dozen and you sell 4 muffins? Well, you just bought 104. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know how they do that.
Well, I think that's where a lot of places end up losing money and going out of business.
Yeah. Or they start losing money, then they go, okay, we can't do fresh muffins. We'll buy frozen muffins.
Right. And then that's the beauty of it. I'm not picking on it at all, because I happen to love Dunkin' Donuts. But I think a lot of their food is not, if not frozen, it can be refrigerated so they can heat. I just, Starbucks for sure is all heat up stuff that comes out of the freezer. But the beauty of that is, if it can be quality enough taste wise, I ain't saying ingredient wise, but taste wise, you can get away with it and not lose any product. If you're going to try and be all fresh, man, I good luck.
Even like there's very popular bakery by me, but if you go in there and get a cupcake, it's cold.
Is it really?
Because they refrigerate everything.
So it lasts a couple of days?
Probably. That's what I'm thinking, because otherwise, how you knowing how many
I don't know.
Things you're selling?
Well, even if you go to a deli and you see all the prepared food they make for the day. So I always think, like, I go into Dearborn. I haven't been there in a while, but yeah, we used to go into Dearborn every Sunday morning. And I would get in there when they opened at 8, and you would see them coming out with the fresh food that they had just clearly prepared all morning. And then they put, like, this 8 pounds of coleslaw, whatever. Well, if you come back at 6 p.m. when they close and 7.5 pounds of coleslaw is in there, that's got to go in the trash, no?
I would think so, yeah.
What a waste.
I don't know.
And every time you go there late in the day, there's plenty of food in that casing that wasn't purchased that day. That's expensive.
Yeah, and I don't know. Do they save it for the next day?
You can't save it that long.
No, you can't save it that long.
Because then the quality goes to crap.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure they try to get away with a day or two. But I guarantee you there's plenty of food that does not sell that I hope they would bring to a food bank or a food bank comes and picks up or it goes in the trash.
Yeah.
And whether you give it to a food bank or not, you lost it.
Yeah, you paid for it.
You paid for it.
Yeah.
And you didn't sell it. And that's not easy.
Man.
Not easy at all.
Yeah.
I thought of a good name of a place, only because I saw this place. I'm like, how about this one? Apps and Taps. It's just bar food and appetizers and only draft beers.
Love it.
What a good idea, isn't it?
Nice and quick.
Of course, I'll never do that.
But Apps and Taps.
I thought it was a great name for a place. I'm sure someone probably has that name somewhere.
Yeah, it's a good name.
I did not look. I was walking through. I was walking through the MGM the other day, and there's so many restaurants and bars. And I don't know why it hit me. I'm like, Apps and Taps.
Apps and Taps. What was the Instagram thing you had a question?
So this is what I don't understand. Apps and Taps.
Taken.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Mooresville, North Carolina.
We buy them right out.
You know what's funny? Looks like it's the only one. That's it.
You call the guy. You go, listen, I'm going to do Apps and Taps in New Jersey.
First of all, I could. I call it Jersey Apps and Taps. Ain't nothing you can do about it. And it closed. Oh, that's not a good sign. Apps and Taps permanently closed. Never mind. So recently, like within the last 10 days, I've started to use Instagram a little bit more. I am inundated with nothing but ads, though.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, to where I'm turned off, but like, I see anybody's content.
Yeah.
So it's not just me. I'm not doing anything wrong. It's like, I'll open it up and I'll have something from someone I'm following there at the top.
The stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't understand what I'm looking at. So it'll be someone I'm following will be at the top with a photo and a story or whatever. Then I scroll ad. Oh, here's a suggestion. You might like this person. No, if I did, I'd follow them. Another suggestion. Like, where are the people that I'm trying to...
So you have to go out of your way to see the people you're following.
Yes.
There's a button on the left-hand side that looks like a person, kind of. Okay. I think if you click that, it'll say... friends or following, and you click that, and then it'll give you those.
Oh, okay.
But you're still going to get all the ads.
But I won't get all the suggestions for people. Right. Like, I'm seeing people. I don't know who these people are. I'm seeing kids. Like, that's not the whole point of this.
Right. Okay. And then in the stories, the thing on the top where you click.
Yeah,
what does that mean? Literally, well, that's like if somebody could post, it doesn't make it much sense, but stories are more like quicker things.
Okay.
So if you go to that, and you click on somebody, it's like, okay, I click. There's Jerry. Ad. There's Boomer. Ad. There's Gio. Ad. Sometimes ad. It's a very big turnoff. Yeah, very off-putting. Everything's an ad.
I don't like it. Like, I just started getting back on it, and now I'm like, you know what? I don't need this.
Yeah, I agree.
I find it very annoying.
It's a very big turnoff, Jerry.
I'm just going to end up on YouTube. That's
yep.
it. Just me and YouTube.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me and you two.
That's all I do.
A love story.
I know.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up program. They're going to come in here and decorate for the holidays, the CBS studios. We'll see you back here tomorrow, Jerry, on a Tuesday after a Giants win.
I'm out Thursday and Friday.
What? All right, we'll see. Well, you'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
I will.
All right, until then,
And Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Monster Energy. Everybody knows White Monster, Zero Ultra. That's the OG. It kicked off this whole zero sugar energy drink thing. But Ultra is a whole lineup now. You've got Strawberry Dreams, Blue Hawaiian, Sunrise, and Vice Guava. And they all bring the Monster Energy punch. So if you've been living in the white can, branch out. Ultra's got a flavor for every vibe. And every single one is zero sugar. Tap the banner to learn more.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.